As entrepreneurs, we are out there building great businesses, but we're not building businesses for more business. We're building them to support great lives. And there's times we're overwhelmed. Many entrepreneurs don't have an optimal life. Today, we're going to talk about how you can do it. I have actually an unbelievably remarkable, talented individual who wrote the book on doing just that. He is a physician first, 15 years of clinical practice, board certified, but then he went out and got his MBA. And he brings back this entrepreneurial experience to share it with us as a New York Times best-selling author, lecturer, speaker, innovator, great thought leader. Stay tuned. You're going to be glad you did.
Ordinary success? No way. You want amazing, remarkable, exceptional breakthroughs. Dig deep, think bold, drive hard, watch yourself soar beyond your dreams. AESNation.com.
Sanjay Jain, thank you for joining us here today by the magic of Skype.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be on your show.
Well, you know, it's really exciting because at AES Nation, Accelerating Entrepreneurial Success, we're always about, you know, growing great businesses, but also growing ourselves. And you've got a really unique talent. I had a chance to read your book, and we met through mutual friends. And what I see is that you're out there, you're living the dream of both an entrepreneur facing all the challenges as your fellow entrepreneurs that we're talking with today, but what you've done is you really examined life. And tell me, you know, how you got to where you are today, Sanjay.
Well, that's a big question. And really it starts from kind of way back, kind of where I was at a point where as an entrepreneur, I went through my difficulties as well. So I got myself into commercial real estate. Here's a doctor, okay, investing in commercial real estate. What do I know about commercial real estate? And so right before the recession, I invest about 95% of my net worth into commercial real estate. Did I know what I was getting into? Probably not. And unfortunately, I felt the effects of the recession. So that was my number one failure, is not really knowing what I was getting myself into as an entrepreneur. I went out to get my MBA to become more knowledgeable about business, but it was a little bit too late. So by the time the recession kicked in, I was wiped out. So being an entrepreneur at the time, I went through obviously financial stress, but it completely takes over your personal life, the mental stress, the physical stress, the weight gain. So you can imagine how much it affects your life when things don't go right. You know, relationships get affected. So it really affects, you know, things. When things go bad, things really go bad. And that's what happened to me. And so I could have gone two different ways. I could have just given up, or I could have taken my failure and turned it around. And that's what I did. That's what I did in the last few years afterwards, after the whole recession went through. And I had to figure out how to pick myself back up. The problem is there's just so much information out there. Where do you start? You know, you go to Barnes and Noble's, you go to the library, how to lose weight. You know, you got all these diet books out there. You know, this diet, that diet. I mean, there's no end. And so I was confused. And this is a doctor, believe it or not. You know, boy, you should know what you're talking about. You're a doctor. You should know how to lose weight. Believe it or not, they don't tell you that in medical school. So I had to go back and relearn some of that information, kind of research all that. And I was pretty busy. But fortunately, I was able to get all this information and kind of sift through it, filter it out, and apply it to my life where I was making positive changes. So I was overweight about 20 pounds during the time past the recession, where I was really in a bad shape. I was pretty much close to bankruptcy. My cholesterol was going up, my sugar, and I'm pretty young, I shouldn't have my sugar climb up either. So that was a really a bad situation. And I had to get myself out of it. So I'm here to tell you that as busy entrepreneurs, you're very busy. It's not an 8-to-5 job, it's a 24/7 job. And it's very easy to kind of lose yourself in the moment of running your business, but forgetting about things around you. And so in my career, you know, being a doctor, but also kind of managing other things, I was busy too in 24/7. So I had to figure out how to go through all these things. And I, by researching and implementing, I was able to be successful in getting myself out of that situation. So losing weight, about 20, 25 pounds, improving my cholesterol, improving my mental well-being, less stressed out, improving my relationships. My wife is a lot happier with me. My kids are. So I try, you know, I learned that myself, that, hey, you know, this is some good information. I've collected all these notebooks. I told my wife, honey, what should I do with this? Well, maybe I should pass it on to my two kids. So when I wrote my book, I didn't really think about writing for the masses. I just thought, okay, this is my legacy for my two boys. I want to give them life lessons. But the book I put together was so helpful. My wife, being my better half, my good advisor, said, you know, you got to help other people. And I really took it upon myself to share this information. That's what I want to do. That's why I'm here now, is to help you as entrepreneurs and successful people, that as much as your business can be very successful, there are other things in life that I don't want you to forget about trying to have that same success around that. That's the whole point of being here, is, you know, make good money, make a good living, but really want to be successful everywhere else.
Sanjay, yeah, I really appreciate you sharing that, because I know all the fellow entrepreneurs, none of us got out unscarred. As you're telling your story, my guess is everyone's thinking of their challenge, and it may be now that they're going through it. And it may be, I can remember when I was on, you know, the verge of bankruptcy, and there's nothing like going and telling your wife that, you know, the office building that we built that I borrowed $6 million on, we're not sure whether we're going to be able to get out the construction loan because real estate had gone down in value, and then the bank went under. So, I mean, it was a whole different, you know, I mean, it's just, it's amazing how that all comes together. And I can still remember my wife hugging me and saying, hey, we'll do it better next time, which really was something amazing. But the stress that you go through that, and all fellow entrepreneurs do this, and I judge people by how they get back up. All of us get knocked down. I mean, and not only did you get back up, but you created a structure around thinking about it that we can share with fellow entrepreneurs so that they can go through this process and get ahead of it. Because I can tell you, when you're leading a great life, you know, you're much more balanced. You can deal with the challenges that comes, because, again, nobody gets out unscarred, and it's not just one scar. It's, they keep coming at you. Can you walk us through a little of the structure? I'm thinking the Aspire part. It really resonated with me to just have a, you know, what kind of, we put all this together. You know, you think, now we don't have to go to the library. We can download it on Kindle. But, you know, the weight loss books, the you know, the getting the blood chemistry right, getting, you know, the exercise portion, getting the spiritual, the health, all the health, the mental, you know, all this stuff. And there's, how do we organize this, Sanjay?
You know, that's a great question. I had the same problem. There's so much out there. How do you organize all that information? So if you have a financial planner, what do you hear of? Asset allocations. You know, that's something that's a big buzzword, you know, mutual funds, bonds, stocks, and how do you balance all that, you know, portfolio? And I thought, you know what? We also have life assets too. So these are what I call life core assets. And how do you balance that? How do you allocate or rebalance those life core assets? So I came up with a few life core assets. And as you mentioned, the ASPIRES acronym is a way to best remember the life core assets. So I'm going to quickly mention A from the ASPIRES acronym is for assets, S for safety, P physical, I intellectual, R relationships, E safety, and S for spiritual. So if you can balance that along with, you know, your success in your business, you're going to be far off ahead of many of the people around you in terms of being fulfilled. And so the key is trying to balance that assets that I just mentioned. And what people kind of get a misconception of, what does that mean, balancing 50-50-50, everything being equal? But that's actually not true. When we balance our life, and people either like the word or don't like the word, but what the way I look at is, just like the asset allocation in a portfolio, when you're 20 years old, they say 70%, 80% stocks. And then when you're middle age, okay, let's change that from maybe more mutual funds or more 50% mutual funds. And when you're older, they say, well, more cash and more bonds. So you can see how during progression in life that asset allocation changes. So just with the life core assets, your allocation is going to change. So when you're a student in college, your intellectual part of your assets really high up because you're studying for exams. When you're in middle age, you have a family, you got children, I'm assuming that you could have a partner, but whatever that is, it's a relationship asset that people tend to focus on. Maybe when you're older, you get a little bit more spiritual. So that it's going to vary at different times of your life in different stages. So I gave a framework for people, entrepreneurs such as yourself, to kind of really think about all these different buckets, you know, as I mentioned before, safety and physical, and kind of put all these together. Now, there's a lot of information out there, and I was overwhelmed. So what I do in the book is kind of put it all together. So as busy people, you don't have to go research. It's all in one book. And, you know, if you need to understand physical part, here's the great tips here, relationships. And that's what we want, a big cheat sheet on life. And that's what I hope to give with the book. And so what I give with this Aspires model is for people to have a nice framework in their head. Okay, these are the things I need to balance. These are the things I need to focus on. And I hope I can do that. And I don't want to go through the whole process. It'll probably be another seminar. But it's a basic introduction.
And what I liked about it is it's really a checklist. I don't like the word balance as much as harmony. You know, and it's that asset allocation is a great example. I was a financial advisor for most of my life. And it's not an exact science. And it's going to be different at different points in time in our career and so on. But, you know, what this really allows us to do is to look. I mean, you know, safety. You know, do we have that safe environment? Have we created physical? You know, where are we now? And, you know, one of the things we want to have, the powerful full engagement, you know, the intellectual, the mental capacity. I mean, just so important that we're cognizant of that. And, you know, relationships. Relationships are going to change over time, but, you know, we're going to have the core of our family, you know, our partners, different businesses, but to make sure that we're paying attention to it. And you know, I'm a financial guy, so the economics was really big to me, Sanjay. Is it, you know, and, you know, as you went through your challenges, and I don't know what it is. We both went through our main challenges were real estate. So, you know, because you can leverage the heck out of it. I was more leveraged than you. We had four guys put up $100 each and borrowed $6 million for that. The first big deal I did. But I mean, it's just, you know, it's so easy to get caught up in all that, and particularly in youth to do that. So how would you suggest, you know, for an entrepreneur as they're going through this and they're doing self-assessment and they're seeing that, you know, they're stressed out, either the economics right now, that they're, you know, either outside their business, they're over leveraged, but maybe in their business they are, something's going on, you know, it's not unusual as you're growing the business that there's capital calls that are pretty substantial, and yeah, you know, how do you balance that out? Or it could be in a relationship, and that just, you know, it's just, you know, all those different things can be stressful so quickly.
So I'm going to give an action plan right here. This is exclusive to your podcast. So what I want to do is recommend take the Aspires model, write every letter down, Aspires, on a sheet of paper. And as you said, you know, as a checklist, take some time. I know you guys are very busy, but for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, go through each one. Safety. Am I doing any? There's such a big part of safety to think about. And I'm not talking about the FAA or, you know, airline safety, that kind of safety that you can control. Safety in your financial life. Are you well insured? Not only in your business, but in your personal life. Safety could be health safety. Have you had your last checkup? So kind of go through each one, and Rome isn't built in one day. So just take one point and try to improve on one category as you go down the list. So P, physical. Okay, what can I do in my physical life that I can improve on? Maybe walk. You know, I don't walk every day. So, you know, sitting down, maybe 30 minutes every 3 times a week, or even walking about, I'd say, you know, 10 minutes a day, you know, the 10,000 steps. So these are little steps you can take. Intellectual, you know, maybe doing a Sudoku, reading a nice novel in the summertime, or going through a crossword, just something that kind of stimulates your brain, meditation. So a lot of things you can do, kind of like what you mentioned, is this checklist, and go through it. And as you conquer each one, add something else to it later. So you've already done the walking. Now let's get to the exercise, or maybe change the diet. Keep on adding to this list and grow it and grow it. And as you grow it, your life's going to change. No doubt. I have no doubt about that.
Yeah, with all the improvement in medical and, you know, health and so on, You know, we have the opportunity to live longer and richer lives. And as entrepreneurs, if we've got a successful business and platform, we've got a great family, we, you know, go through the checklist and we get things good, we want to be around for a long time. You know, it's a lot easier to start now than to play catch up. You know, so much of the healthcare is based on catch up.
You know, it's never too late. And they said, well, you know, I should have done this 20 years ago. You can always start now. It's never too late. I do want to bring up a point. As entrepreneurs, whether you make, you know, a six-figure salary or a seven-figure salary, you know what? You can't take that with you. Whatever you make in this world is what's going to stay here. So you got to make it count. You got to make what you do now count. And not just, I want to make one example. You know, as much as you make or don't make, you know, a lot of it's digital. A lot of it's on balance sheets and a sheet of paper. And so you can have that satisfaction. Okay, here's my balance sheet. Looks great. And then move on. But what's going on around that? You know, are you taking care of your family? Are you taking, what's the end goal? You know, I don't think people want to just be satisfied looking at that seven-figure or six-figure or whatever figure it is on their statement. They want to go beyond that. What is your end point? And so the end point goes beyond just your net worth. It goes to how are you spending your time? And that's another thing I want to mention is the assets in terms of currencies. The assets that we try to get, we got to get currencies to acquire that. Of course, money being one of it, but one of the biggest currencies that we need to acquire that is time. And time is one currency that's, you know, a limited resource. Once you lose time, you'll never get it back. You know, as an entrepreneur myself, I've lost money, you know, in real estate, but I've been able to get it back. And so I didn't able to recover my time, but I want to make a difference of how time is so important in your life and how you manage it and how you allocate it is so important. So a lot of what I mention is time management, and also be conscious of how you manage your time and manage your assets and manage your currencies.
Yeah, Sanjay, what I really like the way I'm a financial guy and you talk about our ROI, return on investment on life, and each of these components. And as you're doing that checklist, let's do that, because this makes such a big difference. It's so easy not to deal with it. And don't try to do everything at once. You know, just prioritize what's the biggest area. If you're not good at something, like I've got a trainer stopping by today. Sanjay, if you guys could get that magic pill, you know, I could take and the exercise is done. You know, some things we're all good at, some things we're not. You can't yet delegate exercise, but you can have someone there that's going to help you along. I want to hear what you're passionate about now. I mean, you've got a lot of things that you're working on, and you know, what are you most passionate about now?
Well, I think that my biggest passion now is, you know, right here, you know, teaching and helping other people. And I was able to help myself, and I'm still trying to help myself. You know, no one's reached a pinnacle of where they're really, everybody's trying to improve, and I'm trying to improve myself. But the fact that I can help other people, you know, in my job, you know, as a doctor, you know, you can only help one person at a time. The beauty of myself talking to all of you is that I'm hopefully helping many people at one time. And that's what's the beauty of trying to, what I'm doing now is my, one of my passions, trying to help as many people as I can. Because a healthy society, you know, people being happy, it just makes, it all kind of rubs off on us as a whole. So that's one of my passions. And of course, do I want to spend more, be a better father, be a better husband? These are part of the things I want to do, you know, beyond just, you know, my professional career, but also, you know, I got to improve my life in terms of my physical. Can I lose a little bit more weight? Everybody could. So my passion is really about helping other people, but also trying to improve my life and constantly looking at ways of improving.
We're all working toward perfection. None of us get there. And what I like is you're really walking the talk. I'm going to ask you to go over the book of the day. Now, one of the things we've been talking about, Sanjay, is that you wrote a book, and I want to go to that. You know, I usually force authors right away to dive into that, but you also told me you had another book that was really important to you.
Well, I know I'm talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, and so, you know, I have two books out, and I'll show them one of them. This is a little bit, I'm sure many of you heard of Robert Allen. And his book is called Multiple Streams of Income. I thought that was a very good book. It's a little bit dated, but his concept of multiple streams is very helpful, because what he says is that, you know, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You want to focus on different ways of having some income streams. And the reviews have been great, and there's been several editions. And I like the fact that he looks at trying to attain the end goal from different angles. So that's one thing I thought was inspiring many years ago, is like, how do I look at multiple streams of income? And for entrepreneurs, it's not just about, okay, this is my one business, but okay, how are you doing in this bucket and this bucket, and how can different buckets actually help? So I thought that was very helpful. So that's one book I wanted to share. And obviously, that's on the entrepreneurial side. But then this is the book that I wrote. It's called Optimal Living 360. And this is something that I think would be very helpful to all of you, because it really has it all there. You can spend, this took hours and, you know, actually 2-3 years of research to kind of put this together. And what it is basically a cheat sheet. It tells you tips on losing weight and what diets to eat, and you know, kind of getting through some basic principles, relationships, how to improve your mental state in terms of some meditation or stress relief, how to sleep. So I really put it all together in this book, Optimal Living 360. So those are two books I wanted to share.
I particularly like your book, and that's why I wanted to reach out and share you with our community here at AES Nation, Accelerating Entrepreneurial Success. And so I'd encourage you to get the book, because what's so good about Sanjay, you know, normally what we do is we get told just one piece of life, and Sanjay is putting that whole puzzle together. Sanjay, what are some of the, let's go with one of the apps. Tell me what you're using today.
Okay, so here's my phone. I don't have an iPhone. I know you're in Silicon Valley, so it's very Apple-centric, but I have an Android, so I apologize. But one of my favorite
Both of them work well.
So actually, my wife has an iPhone, so we're sort of well-rounded in our household. I like Hootsuite, and it's a free app, and it's a social media app where you can actually consolidate LinkedIn, Twitter, and a lot of the social media. And as entrepreneurs, that's one thing I never knew. I never even knew what social media was. I wasn't born in a generation where people knew what social media was. So within the last year, I started learning about Twitter. What is a Twitter handle? And so as a business entrepreneur, it's very important to kind of get yourself in the social media world and kind of understand it, because that's going to be a big part of how we communicate. And so what I found out about this app is it's very well put together. It consolidates, and it's a good way to communicate, especially with LinkedIn, making some business connections. So I that's one of my favorite apps.
I know we're using it. I don't use it personally. I know my team uses it for me, and they love it. You know, the ability to schedule a lot of your interaction on social media and to repurpose content and so on, so that you know you don't have to be sending everything out every 15 minutes by yourself. You can organize it to whatever level you want to do. What resources do you have available on your website for the viewers and listeners?
Well, a lot of my blogs are very good resources in terms of talking about all the different aspects of, you know, life core assets and life currencies. But the, you know, I have a few links which I can share. It's on sanjayjainmd.com.
Why don't you spell it out, if you will, the link?
Okay, it's sanjayjainmd.com. You know, a lot of blogs I have that really talk about different areas that I mentioned in the book. And so really the book is what's the biggest resource. I think I got rid of a lot of the junk, a lot of the fluff out there. That's the biggest thing. A lot of opinions, a lot of people who have different take on diets and exercise and finance. And I just wanted to put like the greatest hits in there, because it's very confusing out there. You know, you got the traditional newspapers, you got the media, you got the internet, and it's overwhelming. So I think it's a great time saver. So I think that's one of my resources I'd recommend. Well, in terms of three points I want to bring together, I want to three take-home points that I want to share with the listening audience. And I mentioned before the failures. You cannot have success without having gone through failures. So don't take a failure as a negative. Take it as a learning experience, as a positive. That's what I did. And a lot of successful entrepreneurs can share that same sentiment, that you know, you need the failures to have success. And so that's one area. Number two, knowledge is power. And if you're empowered with that knowledge, you can, the sky's the limit. And I learned for myself, you know, as an entrepreneur, that you can hire all these experts, but it's really important to kind of have your tentacles and knowledge base within those areas. I've hired CPAs, I've hired lawyers, and I found mistakes, and I probably wouldn't have found mistakes if I hadn't educated myself in some of those areas. And, you know, there's no harm in getting second opinions. So I really think that constantly reading, you know, constantly getting up to date, and not just your area, but also in other areas of different industries, so that you can continue to succeed in what your business is going to be helpful. So knowledge is power. And finally, take care of yourself. You're very busy 24/7. And I know that there's a lot of stress when it comes to business and running a team, but it's really important to gain perspective and understand, hey, you know what? What's the end point? At the end of the day, you can earn as much as you can, but if you don't take care of yourself, if you don't have good health, you know, a lot of people who don't have good relationships, it's just not worth it. So I really want to stress to take care of yourself, take care of the people around you. That's what's going to make your business all the more fulfilling, is that you're reaching those endpoints. And I think that's the ultimate endpoint for many entrepreneurs, to be successful around not just the business, but the people and the things around the business.
As entrepreneurs, in your enlightened self-interest, you have to do well first, take care of yourself, and then you can support everyone else, your family, your teammates, your partners, your clients, your customers. They're all counting on you. Sanjay, you know, thank you for sharing all your insights. They've been invaluable. Let's go out and wish all our entrepreneurs huge success in having optimum lives. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Exceptional, remarkable breakthrough. AESNation.com.